Your question, just one, yeah.
When the bodhicitta is degenerated, after purification, one can, using the four open powers, one can avoid going to the lower realms. So why can't this purification also prevent one from delaying the path? The downfall of giving up bodhicitta, if it's purified by the four open powers, can avoid rebirth in the lower realms. So it purifies the karma to be born in lower realms. Why can't it purify the karma that stops the progress of the path? Because it says that the path is delayed even if you restore bodhicitta.
Let's say you're going to walk to a particular destination. If your legs are in good condition, you will reach your destination easily. But if you break your legs, of course, you can heal it, mend it, but nevertheless, it acts as an impediment, yeah, to having broken your legs is an impediment, an obstacle to reaching your destination.
yawa liga dhwa, kaangpa chakzi suya yawar di na, lewa la yangring tu chukudwa, dhira, tuzo, dhira.
You would have reached your destination earlier, or quicker, if you have not, if you didn't break your leg.
You got or no? It's clear, no? Huh? No?
Interpretation prevents the lower rebirth. So it purifies.
No, no. Why postpone? Yeah. Reason your question is why postpone? Why take longer? Yeah? That's your question, isn't it? Prevent or why take longer? Just from that example can give an idea. Why postpone? Yeah. It doesn't mean you can fix your leg. You can go to hospital, you can fix, become like normal, yeah? But that prevent longer time to reach the destination. No? Yeah, it's like that. Huh? So they mentioned, so better from beginning, don't break the bowels. Yeah? So they advise that. It doesn't mean you purify negative karma, then you can accumulate negative karma. Yeah, it's possible, you can purify, but it's postponing your destination to, you know. So that they're similar like that. So. Okay, that's all right. Oh, Kazanta, Ani Kansa. Payokome Tilo, Ani Sim Chanju, some of Payokome, T. Lapchala Payokome, Sini, Niyumesh, Tarazamazo, Chanju, some of Payokomba, Sedita, Mambujistua, Chanju, Sim Dortumirwe, Junse, Ani Tona, Ani Chimimic Chimbuyume, Tinder, some of Tanje, that Chanju, Sim Kiesana, that Nimic to Samche, Ani Manyama Sungwe. Otter.
So we are now at the chapter of conscientiousness. After taking the bodhisattva vow, one has to be conscientious about the bodhicitta that one has already generated, and one has to be conscientious about the trainings in the perfections that one have promised to undertake. So with regards to developing conscientiousness with respect to the bodhicitta that one has generated. Essentially, that section talks about the reasons why it is inappropriate to give up one's bodhicitta. So in short, there are many disadvantages, many faults here if one gives up the bodhicitta that one has generated.
What to say? What did they start? Any did they some of Tangse? Any Chanju Sim Kesavajella, a manama sungway, did they name it to some Chinese? Tona Tikamada, Sinitaya, some patentway, naming some Tona, and naming you, I see. Chelo, did they name it to some of Tangse, and some patentche? They say, Pyo Denche, and Manyama Chiqua, a teaser.
Since there are many greater faults or disadvantages if one abandons the bodhicitta that one has already generated. So by reflecting and keeping in mind those great faults and disadvantages, then one strives in applying conscientiousness and not allowing one's bodhicitta to degenerate.
Labala payo kumbha sedi mara tinema ta tinema saja kashi mudwa ta kanshi ta nyapa pao la payo chawas ta labala payo kumbha sedi saja sumra shi mudu ta nyapa pao la payo chawa yaga kumbha la payo chawa nyamo pao la payo chawa o se shita.
Then okay so we finish with the section of being conscientious not letting one's bodhicitta degenerate. So next is being conscientious in the trainings. And this will be covered in under three main sections. Being conscientious in abandoning the faults, being conscientious in meditating on virtue, and being conscientious in abandoning the afflictions.
Oh, tindere sya. At nema ani si ta kansora. Ta nyaba pa yala payo chawa sa di tere. Ta ti tinema ta. Tere nyaba pa yala ko payo chawa sa ti kanta tere ta kansona. Oh. Ta re ta diktung tu mapang ba yana. Unes si tikwa ta tuan tu mapang yana. Ani nyendo re kieto yasi. Raba pati sungguh yare.
Case of the three, we look at the first one, being conscientious in abandoning the faults. So if one does not abandon negativity, and one does not abandon the downfalls, then one will have to stay in the lower realms. Therefore, just as I have promised, I shall respectfully accomplish it. If from now on I do not strive, I shall descend from lower to lower states. So at the time of taking the Bodhisattva vow, one promises to abandon the 18 root downfalls and the 46 faults. Yeah. So here one should contemplate, should think that I am now going to practice in accordance with the promise I have made at the time of taking the Bodhisattva vow.
So
here the verse says that we should practice respectfully. One should practice respectfully to God against committing the downfalls and the faults, you know, by remembering the benefits of keeping to the training and the faults and the great disadvantages of going against the training.
So
it is said in the one sutra that in this degenerate times, the benefit of keeping one precept for one day and night exceeds the merit that one accumulates for making, you know, tens of millions of offerings such as foods and drinks and so forth to the Buddha's numbering equal in number to the grains of sand in the Ganges River.
Oh, lotuna ya puya re ta thunda yin payen tin do samcha ani rang la ba song la ani chik ta chik ka so che do mai ba che ani chik sam la chik gawa yong ai do shi ta khuba se the re chik gawa do shi yong che ani la ba song la an to che do shi wa ti dei ba re wa ti dei ko ne la ba song ko re so so ma de re
so we should read about the benefits of keeping to the trainings, you know, and the great benefits that we can derive from doing we should understand the benefits from keeping to the trainings. Yeah, we shouldn't, you know, keep to the trainings, just, you know, and feel that there's kind of like an obligation, like a burden, you know. Rather, you know, if we understand the benefits, you know, what's in it for us, then we would do it happily.
O tukshini, da dhagi kubhe dhubar cha sayari samlo dhaya dhine sa bishik si pagi da ngone chi laba suya la, ani tsundru sayashi da tondo yungtube chi da tondo gyawa la choyo lo say tsundru sikawara dhinde yungone ani chi laba suya la bhyabar cha sayari.
So the verse says to respectfully accomplish the promise, to respectfully keep to the training. So that means, you know, to be able to do it, you know, happily, you know, and to strive and do it, to joyously persevere in this training. For the very meaning of joyous perseverance is the mind that is enthusiastic, enthused about, you know, virtue, isn't it?
Oh, didn't that sound like that? Kasi, o tindare, chetan, tindegi wane, ane suna, ane payin paktum yabashi yungay, taki suwa nashire. Ane kasi da, labar ke langbache, ane chik semki nega labar ke langbache, ane chik da, labcha tindu masungbache, ane chik da, labcha tindu suwa la, ane zomba matenbache. Ane dunwe nyeba mangbu uchi kubayi na, ane chik da, ane karaswara da, nyesunga nela tungru kures, o tukshine da, nyesunga nela tungbayi na, ane dunga gyunshin daba, ane chik da,
So one should reflect on the benefits, no, of keeping to the vows and the trainings that one has promised to undertake. Yeah. On the other hand, if one takes on these vows and commitments, and if you don't put any effort into keeping the vows, and then if you get stained by all the downfalls and faults, then the negativities that comes from, you know, committing these downfalls and faults will cause one to be to stay in the lower realms, yeah, for a long time.
Otoxin that tene anichi kasore tati wala tat tine kore penata kasi tat dagi anichi tsundu tsomba ten manu baina lava swala tsundu la soba ten manu baina ya anichi ka sanje dang chanju samba tinzo anichi one chi chamba dang zewe yunde de dende bares an rangi nyesung de tongo mares tenam ke rangi nyesung de tongo mare nyesung de tenam ke an jambar chike des raba ani nyesone de turi da tabelang ko bar chigre so tine samno ko bai na rang zo ba maden na ya ani sing sanje da sen sen ba ani zawa da nibe yen de to ba me den de ba da ten nam ge da turi da tabelang den bar chigre so tine samno ko bai na de an nam du res a de da
if you think that oh, it's okay, even if I don't strive in keeping my vows and abiding in the trainings that I've already promised to do so, it is okay, because, you know, the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they are so powerful, you know, and they are so kind and compassionate, you know. They will definitely stop me from going to the lower realms, and they will continue to place me on the path to higher rebirths and enlightenment. You know? So if one ever thinks like that, you know, then you know you have to understand that that is a mistake.
Oh, that delay, delay. Some look quite na mistake, but that delay. Ani delay. Simje tamje penje be. Sanje tamme dekur jans. Dani rangi nyabati so so be chui majur dos delay na disungyar.
So thinking in such a way is a mistake. Yeah? For the answer to that, you know, comes in verse 13. Yeah? Although countless Buddhas have passed by to benefit all sentient beings, yet I was not an object of their care because of my own misdeeds. Numberless Buddhas, including Shakyamuni, all of them work only for the happiness and welfare of sentient beings. Yeah. And numberless of these Buddhas, including Shakyamuni Buddha, has already passed. Yeah. It's already in its past tense.
Although
numberless Buddhas, including Shakyamuni Buddha, has come to pass, however, we were not saved by them due to the faults of our own misdeeds, of our own negativities. We are like a patient, you know, that cannot be saved by even a very good doctor. For if the patient does not listen, does not follow the doctor's advice, there's nothing the doctor can do. Similarly, you know, we were not protected or saved by the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the past because of our own misdeeds. Well, if you have a burnt seed, even if you have all the cooperative conditions, you know, such as water, fertilizer, and so forth, you know, you will not, the seed will not sprout. Yeah. So in order to get the sprout, there must be something coming from the side of the seed. Yeah. The seed must have the potential to transform into the sprout. Yeah. But if the seed is burnt, no matter how much fertilizer and water you have, there's nothing. You're not going to get any sprout. Yeah. Likewise, you know, all the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas may possess inconceivable powers and compassion. But because of due to the power of our non-virtue, we were not protected by them.
What do you mean? Anishik tenemaya, tira, anishik 치마, 다치 치마 넘식 쪽 그래서 단다 맞춰봐야나 치마 넘식 쪽 그래서나 그러고 단다 딜라 맞춰봐야나 치마 넘식 쪽 그래서 먹어야나 미치 그래서 다치 순간 디네마 다둥 디시 낙시나 양동양 디신데 니도 내동 치마다 제동 색소 용어를 주로 쓰시도
Well, if you think that, even the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas don't protect me and don't rescue me in this life, they will definitely do so in my next life, you know. If you think like that, and that is also wrong. For verse 14 says, if I still act like this, again and again, I will likewise experience bad migrations, sickness, bondage, mutilation, and laceration.
어떻게 어떠 아니 지금 다도 아니 지금 다 니저든 저 쏘아라 아니 지금 다 라바든 저 쏘아라 배바 맞춰가지고 다도 아니 지금 다 니바 아니 지금 망부 쳐봐이나 아니 미제벨레 망부 쳐봐이나 아니 지금 렌지점 아니 지금 니손도 또 엄마야 렌 망부 버터 아니 지금 니손도 똥도 그래서 그러봐
So if we do not put any effort into guarding on keeping the vows. That we have promised to do so, and then keep getting stained by the downfalls and faults. And then the negativities that we accumulate from committing these downfalls and faults would throw us not just once in the lower realms, but will throw us into the lower realms for many lifetimes.
어떻게 아니지 가세 아니지 다 테레다 아니지 다 자당라면 다 쪼면도 아니지 가세 미래집에 온도 땅바이 나야 아니지 다 아니 갈소래다지 아 테레 다 내마와용해 아니지 다 치웅하다 아니 라티 쪼바라 소바 아니 틴데게 동안마모 용투 용그레스 어떻게 가세 내려집에 온도 땅바이 나야 다 동안 틴데게 용체 아니지 다
Even if one is born as a human again, because of the negativities accumulated from transgressing the trainings, then it is said that one will have one experience sicknesses and a lack of freedom, bondages. And one may also experience a physical harm, such as being beaten, and so forth.
Oh, that today, that today, you body cares na. Ani chita, today, ani chita, 10,000 jokers na, kaokore. Rava tato ani chita 10,000 jokers na, diba basic mangbo sa debai na mitik pares. Tato today, 10,000 jokteyo mare. Ani diba chizam sabe, ani tizi mang ani chita nyasundo kia ko, nyasundo kia na, ani dunga na so nyongko. Kasi mila kia bai na ya, ani chita. 나면 갓 규튼다 다 규튼이 되고 된데 망고시 용체 다 동할 빵도 내가 용체 아니 겨베 갖고 그랬어 다 도대체
so the point is this it is difficult to be protected by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the future lives if one is not careful in this life if one does not put effort into keeping the vows and the vows and the training that one has promised to do so, because of what we have just seen, isn't it? By not keeping the vows, then we keep getting stained by these downfalls and faults. These downfalls and faults would cause us to be born in the lower realms for many lifetimes. So it is wrong to think that it's okay if I don't keep my vows in this life, I will be protected in my future lives. Because how are you going to be protected if you are going to be in the lower realms for many lifetimes? And the teaching says that even if you become a human being again, as a result of having accumulated these having committed these downfalls and faults, one will have to experience the causally concordant effects, such as having sicknesses and so forth.
Oh, Tokusha, that Tokshine, that Tonda Tire, Anishita, Tokshine, that Tende Samche, Anishita, Lava Suela, Payotengue, our Tire.
So by thinking about these things, one should be conscientious in keeping one's vows.
어떠래? 나 되나마 아니지다 들으셔 아니지다 아 그래 되나마 들으셔 그래 다 된다래 양값을 양값 줬더니 선물 그래 다 두 치수 아니 다시 터봐나 아니지다 약보신 지긴 선물 거봐이나 아니 미주바레스 대야다 들으
Then it is possible, yeah, that you know people may that there are people who may think, you know, oh, okay, I didn't do that well, not this time round, but next time, next life, when I get a human life of freedom and endowments again, I will try harder then.
독신이 디스마이나 어떤 사람 거이나 디다 아니 디 랍샬레 디바레 대신 시작과 중화도 대담이로 더받아. 아, 예금으로 뭐, 대다고, 권한 남식, 저발교로서.
Having such a thought is a mistake, yeah. Why? Because if the arising of a Tathagata faith, the attainment of a human body, and my being fit to cultivate virtue are rare, when will they be obtained again?
어떻시니? 아니지, 다, 가르산다. 다, 또, 우당을 맺었으나, 가리 나무고, 이나에 다, 뺏기라 자지. 아니, 신도는 중가와, 또, 뺏기라 자지. 또, 또, 디시샵을 직접도 중가와를 했어. 조신하러 와. 아니지, 중앙가 와서, 다, 디르지.
So, it is said in the teachings that the coming of the Buddhas, are as rare as this flower, which is called the Udumbara flower.
Oh, Dinashi. That Kazan Tire, that been a Sanjay Chicken to Junkawa, Kazan Chitan Tire. Rawa, Samu is Tandu Alla Tire, Pena, San Yabala, or Junkawa sitting the Samdon Apoda, San Yabala, Kaljan Tangmin Sum, so San Yakoji. Kale Shudo, Kaljan Chicken, Kaljan Tangmin Sum, Kaljan said the Kazan Tire. 가와시 아니라 발걸 뒤주 딘데라 깔진지 딘데셔가 숨 아니 소사 신에 오버저가 산제지 숨도 봐. 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 산산예 그런 오늘 쉬욕 유름부터. 다 산예 차네 아니 있다. 마 직된도 아니 쇼지 꼴꼴치 아니 섬지기 텐체디 가서 슈바 당시래. 발걸 뒤주 나네 다 내백가에 갑라만도 용구야 말해. 망체 몸백가와 차시 디나네 내백가에 나네다. 저로 마한 집에 가봐 신의 안에 산재 중하시 망한마 중하시 봐 문백 가와대 쉬우 이런 거 자기가 산재 중해야 돼 원해 지 공부 시작도 봐 삼모틴데 당나 봐
So the appearance of a Buddha in any particular world system is a very rare phenomenon. Yeah. So if we remember our earlier discussion on what a great eon is, yeah, in terms of time, yeah. So before we go into that again, if you think about the time span that is generally needed for any particular individual to achieve omniscience, yeah. In general, it is said that one needs to accumulate the collection of merit and wisdom for three great countless eons, yeah, in order to achieve full enlightenment, isn't it? So one great eon is made up of 80 intermediate eons, isn't it? Right? So in order to finish the accumulation of merit and wisdom, one needs three great eons, yeah, in order to achieve full enlightenment. And after having achieved enlightenment, after having achieved enlightenment, then the Buddhas turn the wheel of Dharma in order to accomplish the welfare of sentient beings, yeah. But if you look at the time span starting from the beginning of the formation of a particular world system until its destruction, in one great eon, there are 80 intermediate eons, isn't it? Right. Most of the time, the Buddhas do not descend. Yeah. Most of the time, they are just eons of darkness. So the Buddhas only descend during the eons of formation. And there are only 20 intermediate eons of formation. Yeah. And the Buddhas do not descend during the entire 20 intermediate eons of formation. They only descend when the average lifespan of the sentient beings, in particular the human beings in that world system, they only descend when the average lifespan is on the decrease. Right?
Oh, did it.
Yeah. What did I say? Oh, yawns of abiding, yeah, the nibbi. Yeah, I mean the yawn of abiding, the second one, yeah.
Oh, then parka nishu. Nishu nane, that chula yungmitawa. Then that chuletawa. Chula, chadanga yungmitawa. Go to tulamata yanko, nuichine, and yungmitawa.
So, of the 20 individual yawns, of the 20 individual yawns of abiding, half the time for 10 intermediate eons, the Buddhas do not descend, isn't it? So you have only got only 10 intermediate eons left. And of the 10 intermediate eons that are left, the Buddhas do not descend all the time. Yeah, only at certain specific, only at certain time intervals do they descend during those 10 intermediate eons, isn't it?
Oh, So
you put all this together, then you begin to have some understanding, of the rarity of the appearance of a Buddha in any world, any particular world system.
So,
we talk about human life of freedom and endowments, isn't it? So there are the 10 endowments. 5 pertain to oneself and 5 pertain to others, yeah. So when we talk about the 5 endowments that pertain to others, there are 4 that are related to the Buddha's descent and having taught the Dharma and the Dharma abiding and so on and so forth,
yeah.
There are also the 5 endowments that are related to oneself, yeah. And one of which is having faith, yeah. Having faith, you know, in the Buddhist teachings, yeah. That is also very rare. It's very rare to have an appreciation, real appreciation and faith in the Buddhist teachings,
yeah.
So, and to achieve a human life that is endowed with the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments, yeah, is very rare.
What do you mean by this? Just that, any chisu, today, any chisu, one is never covered. What do you mean? Tawa chisu, any chisu, tawa tomi chikinsa, any chisu, tawa de shiragi, any chita.
So it is a mistake.
So it's a mistake to think that, you know, it will be, one will get such an opportunity again, you know, in the future, you know, to have another human life of freedoms, endowments. Therefore, it is very rare. Yeah? So while we still have the opportunity, when we can do any kind of virtue we like, you know, we can, you know, just start doing it immediately. You know, we are free of all the obstacles of doing so, and we have all the conditions. You know, so you know, we have to, we should start right now. Yeah.
어떻게 나 때문에 제가 나 다주로 나 뒤대가 아니 등계 주면 아니 지금 다주 때문에 깝라 아니 원해시 아니 좀 받던 거 그랬어 아니 깔아 약고 그랬어 어떻게 내 돈 다 때려 어디 숨고 있는 거 들어와 거들어.
So the point here is that, you know, the teachings are telling us that while we have all the conditions, the favorable conditions, and while we are free of all the obstacles. Then we should, this is the time to work hard, yeah, to strive, you know.
어때래? 아, 드는 마야, 드셔라, 어때래? 가서라, 양치. 단다, 아니지, 밀로 톱채. 아니지, 아니, 둥기에 점채. 아니지, 다, 내라서바, 내가채. 탕부. 연애, 드네, 탕부대, 아니, 유릉부버도 내거라, 아니, 아니 루탕부리 걸어보듯 내그랬어. 아니 치수 치기인스네다 미득을 했었다. 뒤에서 먹거나 미득을 했은 거다.
Well, it is incorrect to think that I will practice later on in life. No, now so everything now is, you know, things are going well. I have good health, and I will continue to have good health. You know, and you know, I will just do it later in my life. You know, so. Well, the teachings are telling us that, you know, thinking in such a way is also incorrect. Yeah.
어떻게 내면님의 지도 아니 세세 차와 매장님 전에 계속 로봇에서 뇌니 당직 님보신 세시도다.
I'm free from sickness like the day, fed and free from harm. But life is momentary and deceptive. This body is like an object on loan for but a short period of time. Is this? Yeah.
어떻게 아니지? 딱 아니지. 다 원했지 다 아니 가서 내매봐 아니 니마 다리 나시 아니지 내매봐지 아니 다 세당 퉁게 아다 근데 신 아니지 다 달아서 받든 내버 매가시 니마 다리 나시 티낭신지 아니지 다 아니 준도 뭐지니 내디 아나 들어 이대 매버렸어 다 돈다 들어 너 다리 나시 아니지 당부대 아니 뭐지 내라 이대 매버렸어 다 들어
어도 If you look at a particular day, you know, in one's life, when things are going well, you know, you're not sick, you know, you have a good life, you're not sick, you have all the conditions, and you don't have, you know, people destroying your life, you know, don't have obstacles. Although that may be the case for a particular day, but it's not certain that, you know, the rest of one's life would be like that.
어떠나시? 가서 임병원도 떠나, 탕부지 임병원도 떠나, 그 세로시래서, 어, 니마 다리 나시, 뭐 유럽부터 탕부지 대바이네, 그 땐도 대시 매바래요. 나 돈다니, 그 땐도 대자원이 매바래. 아니 갈래 세로시래. 안기 가서 탕부였나, 안기 세로시래서, 로 기지가 아니 세바주로시래서 어떠신 거야?
Even let's say, you know, if you assume, you know, that if you know that the rest of one's life, you know, will be good, you know, you'll be healthy for the rest of your life, and things will go well. Even then, there will come a point in time where it will all end, and from now till then, till the end day, all these favorable conditions are being depleted. Day by day, moment by moment. Yeah.
Oh, 단다 때 랑기 다 가나 가서라 단다 렌직 다 탕직 잠 아니직 다 예배 류디 다 때래 다 다래 아니 렌직 잠 아니지 탕직 잠 예배 아니 류디 아니지 자라 열사 미싱 담에 빈한다 가서라 다 지금 쓸당 아니 몰라서 열시하고 당 직바다 오시래서 내가 열심히 도시 꼴 남치마도 아니 나고 받치 줘야지 랑라 랑어 매봐 아니지 남치 아니 신 나고 받치 줘야지 랑게 루디 루디 트린 열심히 도시 됐어 내가 남치 매봐 아니 잘라 예가 나시 나고 받치 줘야지 집어서 안 남치 매봐 아니 랑라 랑어 매봐 아니지 치다게 봐 치줘야지 됐어 그래
Our body is just like an object that is taken, you know, as a loan. You know, anything that is like this. So this precious human rebirth is just obtained just about once. You know? Just like something precious, such as gold or something similar. That is loan to you. There will definitely come a time when that object that which is on loan to you will be repossessed by the owner without any choice. Yeah. So likewise, there will come a time when our lives will be taken by the Lord of Death.
어떻게 했다 랑랑하면 해봐 아니 뒤에 어떻게 아니 지겠다 뒤에 용하시 다 돈다 뒤에 재산다 다 독순에 다 돈다 치수 지긴스 어떻게 삼나카나 마티바스 어쩐도 삼나 당체 아니 지 다단이도 아니 지다 돈다 뒤에 라바 송아가 아니 지다 배과야 어디 있어래
So therefore, it is incorrect to think that I will. Keep to my vows and trainings and my practice in the future. Yeah. So therefore, we have to be conscientious in keeping to our promise.
Oh, tindrasha ta tinema ani chi. Atir ta tina ma tina ma ta yaa chi ka kola nga zu tina sa ma kaya an ta juu ki ten se di ani chi ta len chi chi pa ma re se yaa na yaa tu tuk re se cha zi tuk yu zang tinte ka la yaa dup chuk re se tinte ka la yaa chu chi chu re nyam na chi chu re se o tina sa ma kona mi tik pa re se atir
There are times when people think that you know, getting a human life of freedom and endowments is not difficult, no? You know, it's something that you will just get over and over again. You know? And therefore, you know, with this assumption, you know, then one also assumes that, oh, it is therefore okay, you know, to practice in the future, you know, when I get such an opportunity again. But of course, that is incorrect. With such behavior of mine, I will not obtain even a human body. If this human form is not attained, there will be solely negativity and no virtue.
What is that? That is an issue. That dark is that is dark is job that on that. That rangi that is one. Ta rangi ta tanda tila sungwa rangi ta semke labala tamja labja sungwa yin tamja che tanda ani chik ta langdo la mabeba che che ani mikyo bashi che ni ani tindaya che ni neba ina ani chinje ani chik tarpa tila soba toya ta parcho re tsita milu tsamaya ani toba gyugma re tsu
So we must remember the context of our discussion here. We are discussing in the context of someone who has adopted bodhicitta through a ritual, having generated bodhicitta, and having taken an oath, having taken the bodhisattva vow, which is basically an oath, to practice the perfections. Yeah. So, if this person does not strive to keep to the oath that he or she has taken, but instead, you know, being careless and keeps on accumulating non-virtue and goes against and keeps, you know, committing, you know, the downfalls and the faults, no? Then this is what will happen, yeah, to such a person, yeah. Such a person, as it is said in verse 17, such a person will not even get human rebirth.
어 독신이 딸 밀루타가 가버렸어. 아니 가르스나 아니 밀루타가 파출해. 나 아니 지다 뉴스숨도 잡아 주죽 그랬어. 어 독신이 딸 가지 뉴스숨도 잡아이나 아니 지다 디바 바시 우트베시 마다 아니 잡아 주에게 거가 패지 매발했어. 어 독신이 딸.
So such a person will not even obtain a human rebirth, yeah. As such, only the lower realms is open to this person, isn't it? And of course, once you find yourself in the lower realms, you know, then you will not have any opportunity to engage in anything beneficial or virtuous.
어떻습니까? 다들에 돈다니 아 돈다니 못 있어 말 아니 지다 아니 간소래 랑랑이 소소이 아니 랑랑이 다 랑랑 삼라땅이 도가라 랑랑이 쪼바라 삼라땅이 도가라 오늘 지다 밀루타베 매바도시 어디 숨고요? 다 밀루타베 매바시 아니 녀석도 동조하시 랑랑이 쪼바라 삼라땅이 도가라 다 녀석도 동조하시 녀석도 동바이나 오늘 지다 대파시우시다 사대시 아니 지다 티네 아니 지금 라리앙다 덴도 대상 톱세리 아니 신도 까바레스 어떡시르다.
So the teachings tell us that if we look at our own behavior, no? If we seriously look at our own actions and behavior, we will find it, you know, we will come to understand it will be difficult for us to obtain, you know, such an opportunity again in the future. You know? Even just to obtain a human rebirth will be difficult, and of course, we will end up in the lower realms, of course. Of course, if we end up in the lower realms, then you think about it, and it's crystal clear that there will be no room, opportunity for virtue. Yeah. Instead, you know, one will only be engaging in non-virtue, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
So once you know, we find ourselves in the lower realms, when non-virtue is continually being accumulated, you know, then of course, you know, getting another human rebirth, yeah, getting out of that situation and getting a human rebirth would be extremely difficult,
yeah.
Well, we may not be able to directly perceive the hell realms and the preter realm, but we can observe the lives of the animals. Yeah. So imagine if we are born as an animal. No? There are many kinds of animals, yeah, that have to live by killing others. You can't survive without killing others. You know, many kinds of animals have to live like that. Yeah. So we put ourselves in that situation. You know, you think about it, you know, for the whole life, you know, one is continually killing, you know, just to survive, you know. You know, then it's very clear that, you know, this one is constantly accumulating non-virtue. Yeah. And, well, if that's the case, then how is it really possible, yeah, to obtain a good rebirth henceforth?
What did you show? That didn't matter. I mean, that didn't matter. You went to Kanzi, Kanzi, Kishi Kaldea, Yawataki Machinas. You saw the Mokum, but they said that Kishi Shari used.
if even when I have the good fortune or virtuous conduct, I do not create virtue, then what shall I do when all confused by the suffering of the unfortunate
rebirth?
If we do not employ our body, speech, and mind in virtue while we have the human life of the freedoms, 8 freedoms and 10 endowments, then once we are in the lower realms, we will not be able to even distinguish between what's right and what's wrong. We will not be able to distinguish what is it that we need to discard and what exactly is that we need to cultivate or adopt. So if we do not even employ our body, speech, and mind in even the smallest of virtues, while we have all the opportunities to do so, then if we end up in the lower realms, such as the hell realms, one will be completely overwhelmed by the situation, by the suffering, and one will be completely confused as to what to adopt and what one should cultivate. Yeah.
Oh, that is it. That time, ma, ane chita nindo nele thar kawares. That time, ane chita jawa taja machena, tiba taja nyasa na kawa chawa jaya, dendro taya thami kuru russe chirishata nindo le shindo thar kawas. That time.
So by thinking about this, then one applies conscientiousness keeping to one's training and to engage in virtue. Yeah. Then the next verse shows or states how it is extremely difficult to get out of the lower realms. Yeah, once you're in there, if I do not create virtue, but readily amass negativities, then for hundreds of millions of eons, I shall not even hear the term good, or hear the sound good rebirth. So here the verse is saying that while we have the opportunity, if we don't even cultivate even a small virtue, but only accumulate negativities, then one will be reborn in the lower realms and will have to stay there for very long periods of time. The verse is saying for tens of millions of eons. Yeah, and once you're in the lower realms, it's very difficult to get out. Yeah, put aside, forget about getting a good rebirth. Even even to hear the word good rebirth, will be extremely difficult. Yeah.
Oh, tenderisha. That tenema ani sikta. That's rūpa dhīnshū tār mīñi shindhū nyabhar kāsta tōnta yīndhira.
For this very reason, the Bhagavan said that just as in the case of a turtle inserting its neck into a yoke adrift upon the vast ocean, it is very hard to attain the human state.
The
Buddha taught in the sutras of the difficulty of obtaining a human life of freedoms and endowments through an analogy. So the, imagine there's this very vast, there's a huge vast ocean, and there's a yolk, golden yolk, floating on the surface of the ocean, and it is moving about here. Then at the bottom of the ocean, there's a blind turtle, and this blind turtle only surfaces once every 100 years. So the chances of that blind turtle surfacing and putting its neck right into the hole of that yolk, you know, is very, the chances of it that happening is very very, very small, minute here. So likewise, the chances of getting a human life of freedom and endowments is similarly difficult here.
Oh, tenesha, oh, tuxini, that.
So in short, this section talks about how we have to be conscientious in abandoning negativities, non-virtue. Yeah. For if we are not conscientious in abandoning non-virtue, then we keep you know, on accumulating non-virtue and being stained by the faults and by the downfalls and faults, then the result of all those negative karma would be rebirth in the lower realms, and one would have to stay for a very long time in the lower realms, and it will also be very difficult to get out of the lower realms once we are in it. Yeah. So by keeping these points in mind, you know, then one applies conscientiousness in keeping to the vows, to the training that one has promised to do so, yeah.
Oh, to say, Chazan, that Tonda Yamboti Sunga, that Chitan, that Lamrim Nala, that Yamboti Chipare, Tonda Yi, Anishi, Lava Swanla, what in the summer Tangsha, Anishita, Monechita, Tare Chituna Chituare, Rava, what that in Chibi, Tula Babare, Chibi, Tuzu Tatares, what in the summer Tangsha, Anishi, Tela Zumba Tengwaya.
This is similar to what you can find in the Stages of the Path literature, right? So in short, we have the opportunity to employ ourselves in virtue, and we do have the ability to do so. We can do it. So we should start right away. It would be a mistake to postpone, you know, once practice to the future, into the future.
Oh, just that. That's
So these verses here from the engaging the Bodhisattva deeds are very powerful. Yeah? So we could use these verses for reflection, you know. Yeah, especially at times, you know, when you feel, you know, that it is difficult, you know, to keep the vows, you know, keep to the training. Yeah. So by reading these verses and contemplating them, then you should find that joy, you know, that willingness, the joy to keep to the practice. So if you love yourself, you cherish yourself, then, you know, we have to we love yourself, then, you know, you have to keep to the trainings, yeah. Keep to the practice, yeah. If you do not love yourself, then it's a completely different matter, yeah. But when we talk about loving ourselves, you know, we're not just talking about, you know, loving ourselves for one lifetime, you know. So, you know, we are talking about real long term happiness, yeah. So by thinking correctly, knowing how to think, thinking long term, you know, then, you know, you will come to regard, you know, practice and virtue as an ornament and not as a burden. You know, as something to be enjoyed, you know, rather than something that is a burden, you know. So the times, you know, there are vows and commitments to be kept, isn't it? Yeah, including commitments of daily recitations and so forth. You know, so if you don't know how to think, then you find doing these things a bit difficult sometimes. You find doing them a burden if you don't know how to think. So at those times, you really must know, you know, how to think, you know, by reflecting on such of these such points, you know, mentioned here, yeah.
Oh, tindrisha, tia tira, ani tinde yongala tira, ta zo lendele shigi tepa sedi, ani shiwishi keshi mchagi ware, o tira, roa ta lendele shigi tepa kwaya, o tira.
And a lot of it boils down to having faith and faith of conviction, yeah. In karma, yeah. So having this faith or conviction in karma is so important.
Oh, tindrisha. Oh, toshine. Tinema ani shita tindrisha. Tinema ani jawa gombala payo chawa sta sajini batire.
Okay. Then the next point is the next section is about being conscientious in accomplishing or practicing virtue.
This one is very short. The tenema, very short. The Marsabit, but Tiberus, and Zikilani, see Marsabit, but Padum of Yores, Tesanti, the Ponco Grace, what that the swimmer. Marsabit, but Mambujores, the Ponla, and
So then, yeah, the next verse talks about
the need for us to abandon the non-virtue because we have already accumulated so much in the past.
What is it? At this moment, Jesus, Jesus, the baby, you are not meant to know. Tomorrow, God will send the kids. Then, do we do much good?
If even by the negativity committed for an instant, one will abide in the relentless torment for eons, the Avicii hell, yeah. Then, because of the negativities I have accumulated in beginningless cycling existence. What need to mention my not going to a good migration?
어떻게 다 가르쳐나 다 그래 다 천주 선발 미 배나 천주 선발 미치 아니지 다 기지 좀 뒤바 잡아이나 공 공도 상세 어떤데 기진 게 아니지 공도 잡아이나 뒤 아니지 야 남매라 끼고 해 알아봐 근데 끼고 그 위에나 아니 통마 매번에 가서 아니 쉬우지 야 통마면 사대비 아니지 뒤바 망부 쉬우지 알았어 되게 아니 식다 남매라 아니 식다 계시 아니 동을 용과받이 배지 주문 것이래 스타트한테.
So the teachings say that if you know, one has to be reborn in the hell realms just by getting angry at the bodhisattva for even just one moment, then it goes without saying that we will have to be born in the lower realms for a very long time because of the immeasurable amount of non-virtue that we've accumulated since beginningless lifetimes. Yeah.
Oh, 도신이 제당 땅을 집에 뒤바 쉬우지요 알아서 만족해라. 다들 샤고 그랬어. 마셔봐이나 다 말세네. 땅을 집에 뒤바든 샤발라 배고야지. 마셔봐이나 티용기다. 방 예수도 깨디 배진 주명과 조리. 냄도 톱두고 말해 예수 깨디 주명과 그래. 어떤데 섬도 땅치 아니시다. 파기 아니 나나 사비 디파트도 배발라 말해 샤발라 배가시고해 어때?
So if we have accumulated an immeasurable amount of non-virtue since beginningless lifetimes, and if not purified, they will throw us into the lower realms. No? So therefore, we have to strive in really work hard. You know, in purifying, no? And confessing and purifying all the negativities that we have accumulated since beginningless lifetimes.
Oh, 도시네 자자다 다 레기 용수대 다 대가바 삼나다이 바래 변화 레기 코 레기 코와 지강다 야가간다 공박가 언제 가니 대다다 아마가마 남이 결었어.
Okay, so, next is thinking about how, the manner in which we experience the results of karma. Though through experiencing merely that, I shall not be liberated. Because while experiencing that in such a way, other negativities will be strongly produced. No, Zanai.
Huh? 자와디 말다. 또는 옛날 뒤들에. 떳디 말다. 니세드 단다. 레기. 남부리 미만 용탕이. 제제시도와. 뱃나 레. 지와디나 옛날 민두에. 레기 고와 지강당세. 떳떳떳. 자와디 말다. 레. 남기 레 사이도가나 레 지와이나. 레. 가레디 지와이나. 디 남부리 미만 옛날 용고도와. 아니. 레디. 아니 지다. 아니 직바도 오이나 아니 가래 콤바 체제와디 아니 콤바 체제와이나 아니 수녀라 체제와디 신다 남이뇽다이 숭고도와 알바 나다다 티가다 섬다다 티데 섬다 누가라 먼저 말치기 레 망부시오 요 섬다 누가라 아니 레 숙침부시오 미게베 레 숙침부시오 제자다 녀송도 게레 세 섬당체 마샤마다 녀송 게레 섬당체다 샤발라 배워야
The teachings state that the heavier of the two, there's non-virtue and there's virtue. The heavier of the two will ripen first. if both virtue and non-virtue are of equal strength, the one that one is more familiar with will ripen first. If one is equally familiar with virtue and non-virtue, then it is said that the one that is created earlier first will ripen. Yeah. So if we think about this, yeah. So for us, the non-virtue is much more powerful, isn't it? And we're also more familiar with non-virtue. Yeah. So if that ripens, then we will have to experience the problems and suffering. And for that reason, then we have to confess and purify them.
Kaya tinasabu ko at tinada ta tinshukti tira penata nga zot ane karsore. Ta patiasa ngar chigit, ngar sabit ane chitipatin to shakwa yomares. Ngar sabit tipatin to ane chita sayo na ti namre mi betu nisong to keche ngar sabit tipatin to ta dures ta namre mi betu nyong to kala ta dures. Raba ane Tatuores, Chazada, Shakwe, Homaresta.
Well, there may be people who think that it's not really necessary to purify the negativities, yeah. Because once they ripen and once you finish experiencing them, and that's it, lah. You know? So there will be people who think that negative karma or non-virtue or negative karma ripens. Yes, one goes to the lower realms and one has to experience suffering. But all those suffering will exhaust all the negativities that one has accumulated, yeah. And then when those negativities are exhausted, then I will be liberated from the lower realms and I will get a good rebirth. Of course, that is another incorrect position, yeah. The answer to that is verse 22. Yeah, through experiencing merely that, I shall not be liberated, because while experiencing that in such a way, other negativities will be strongly produced.
Even
if one finishes experiencing the fruitional effect of being born in the lower realms as a result of the non-virtue accumulated in the past, one will not be liberated from the lower realms because you finish experiencing the result. Yeah, why? Because when you're in the lower realms, you're always accumulating non-virtue, and there's always anger, there's always ill will, and then one engages in non-virtue such as killing and so forth. Yeah.
What to say? Don't die. Yeah. Number
So it is wrong to say that one will be liberated from the lower realms after you have finished experiencing the fruitional effect of a non-virtue. For while you are experiencing that fruitional effect of being in the lower realms, you are continuously accumulating non-virtue, and that will prevent you from being liberated from the lower realms. So with the basis of a lower realm rebirth and one's ability to engage in virtue is very weak, and one is continuously accumulating non-virtue in that state, you know, of existence. Yeah. So therefore, the commentary says that we should strive now to stop creating the causes of the lower realms. Yeah, so we have to strive in to purify, you know, all the negativities that one has when we have really accumulated in the past.
Oh, tindarisho. Tatina makarena. Ore, tatajo tame, yawala mabena, rangirang, lower juarez, what is sungur, tatajo tebe, munejita, tebe kabla, rangi yawala, develop bever machina, rangirang, lower juarez, say shirisho.
So, if we do not strive in virtue after having obtained a good rebirth, then one will be deceiving or we will be cheating ourselves. If having found such leisure, I do not familiarize with virtue, There can be no deception other than this. There's no greater deception. I mean, the point is, there's no greater deception than this. There's no greater confusion than this.
Oh, that's it.
This verse is can be particularly effective. If we can commit it to memory, and then, you know, use it to constantly remind ourselves. Yeah.
Tindere, Timachona, Anishik Tana, Anishik Tarbata, Anishik Tan, Chanju, Sebasova, Gulat, Gabarche, Timachona, Anichi, Nekabla, Anishik, the Kubamabashita, Kubamaba, Tindere, Anichi, Anichi, 곰고야시다. 그러고 룩고야시 됐고요.
So after having obtained such a human life of freedom and endowments, where we have all the conditions to practice, and we have met with the teachings of the Buddha, we have met with a virtuous friend, and from outside, so if we practice, the best thing, of course, that can happen is to achieve omniscience or full enlightenment. But even if that doesn't happen, we can do something to generate, to move closer and to generate bodhicitta. But at the very minimum, at least we should not die with any regrets. Yeah. And in order to die without any regrets, then we have to familiarize ourselves with virtue. So the teachings are telling us that at the very least, if we can die without any regrets, at the time of death, we are satisfied, we can go without any regrets, due to the fact of having done some practice in this life. At least we say, I've done quite a fair bit, so okay, I don't have regrets, I can go. So that is the minimum, So at this, after having found this human life of freedom and endowments, where we have all the opportunities to practice, we have met the teachings, we understand the teachings, but if we don't practice and if we die, with regrets, if we, despite having met with the teachings and despite knowing the teachings, but because I'm not practicing the teachings, instead, then spending our whole lives, letting ourselves be controlled by our three mental poisons, ignorance, anger, and attachment, and living life, living a life filled with the eight holy dharmas, then at the time of death, we will die with great regrets. Yeah. So if such a thing happens, there's no greater deception than this. Then there's no, we would have cheated ourselves. Yeah. We have deceived ourselves in the greatest way.
Oh, tinde som na tang che, ngone shi ta, tawa tebe kabla, cho nambar tangwa shi, dukku kudu su, dukku su, wat duksi ni som na ta yantire shi.
So, this is about thinking, to oneself, that I should practice pure dharma. Yeah.
Oh, tere shi, ta, tse di dungal nyongko ba, so tere, ta, tse di dungal nyongko ba, so tere, ta, kar so ta chi, internet kare nokto ta tire re che tire to han yong ba so tire ta te ro ani chi jawa kombala paya chawa ta jawa kombala paya ma che bai na paya ma te bai na che dilai na to han yong kores oti sung yo.
So if we are not conscientious practicing virtue, we will experience
suffering in this life.
Or this one, Kaldeta ki teton, Mong Bishu and Jiluna, Churichi, Tugise, Yanensham, down the Juru Sotos.
If having understood this, out of confusion I am indolent afterwards. When it is time to die, tremendous grief will rear its head. So despite having obtained such favorable conditions, but we spend our lives indulging in the objects of desire, and then the teachings are telling us that at the time of death, we will experience great regret, because at the time of death we will think that, well, I didn't do it, I didn't practice. Then, and one will experience great regret, and the great regret will result in great misery, great mental suffering.
One chick rang la ganga, you are a penata, num churp, penaka, shaba, tumbushu, tomata, anichi, subuina, tangta, shia, anichi, numshe, nata, tentome, the temba, you have a couple, anichi, tando, anichi, take up the tongue of the church, machia, junta, mambu, jumuta, rachi, church, chitwea, deneta, so so, junta, mambu, chitanchi, you know, the anichi, chela, pa, chijang, chesi, mother, gangala, yung, desi.
Most of us are in such a situation, isn't it? Yeah. Despite having all the conditions for practice, we know we can do it, we know how to do it, but we always have our own long list of reasons why we can't do it, you know? And you know, we come up with this long list of reasons, and then we use a list of reasons to then postpone. Oh, not now, not now. So all of us are like that, isn't it?
어떻게 진행도 왔다 가래 내다가도 와 지금 먼저 변한테 간도지 잡아야나 지금 아니 간도지는 편도미도 세 리바지 코시 간도지 해야 돼요 숨주셔야지.
So, if you take doing a daily commitments or daily recitation commitments, some people think, oh, what's the point of doing this? What's the benefit? So immediately, there's a reason to not do it already. Immediately is a reason to stop engaging in virtue, rather than coming up with a reason to do something beneficial. We always find a reason to not do it. Or what's the point of doing this prayer? Or even if we want to do it, but sometimes we think, oh, this is not the time. Oh, I don't have time. Again, there's another reason to cut it off. To not do it. Or when it comes to educating ourselves in the Buddhist teachings and learning, some people think, oh, now it's too late in my life,
I'm old, you know. I don't have the ability, you know. Immediately, you know, again, that becomes another reason to cut off, virtue. You know. Basically, you know, there's so many whole list of reasons, you know, we bring up, you know. And all these list of, all this whole long list of reasons we use to stop ourselves from to practicing Dharma. We cut the Dharma away from ourselves, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, tinde chese, o tuk chene ngazo ta, mese tuk shto tiga hara, tinde chimbay na kwa ta, langdur ki ne de hakku yore. Arwa, so su chitubay de hakku yore ina ta, tuk sini chimbay na, ta chiwe ni mudi la, ane ching wane chik, ta chiga lama gyoba yunga chi. Arwa, ta chim, tu masung, sin tu yungu dwa pena ngazo chik, tangbu kapla chimbada, na yungu kwa la, ane shine chu chay tindu, chu chitu mido, ta, nima chitu mido sini, gyoba kyege dwa, arwa.
Actually, we know what to do. We know what we have to do and what we have to discard. Yeah. We know what we need to practice, what we need to stop doing. And we know we can do it now. But we don't do it, you know. We find, you know, come up with a whole long list of reasons to stop ourselves from doing it, yeah. And the teachings are saying that basically, you know, if we live our life like that and finishing our life like that, and at the time of death, there's only, we'll definitely feel very, very regretful, yeah. And this will result in great misery, great suffering, yeah. It's quite evident, yeah, such a thing will happen, isn't it? Well, it's like when we get sick, you know. You know, when we are sick, you know, then we remember those times when we are well, you know. Oh, at that time, you know, I didn't do it, you know. I'm wasted, you know. You know, we feel regret, isn't it? Well, it's pretty much the same thing here,
yeah. Tandane, and she thought Tinde Tangse, and it yaw to Malla, Payo Tengwe, and it is Sunkyore.
So, by thinking about these points, then we then apply ourselves in conscientiousness in cultivating a virtue.
Oh, dear, and it's Chimalaina, that Chimala to my own Jugres, so dear, then Yamasu, what you didn't do, that you know, the sage, you know.
So if we are not conscientious in cultivating virtue, we will suffer when we are in the lower realms. Yeah. If my body burns for a long time in the fires of hell, which are difficult to bear. Inevitably, my mind will be tormented by the blazing fires of unbearable remorse.
Okay, we stop here. Huh? Tinema, the Tichella, the Red Shallow Chick, Ni Sajib Shella, the Nimumba. Let him do that, the patient, the Jimmy Tugget.
Okay, so I'll finish off with the usual prayer.